I can't believe it. Baal Simcha himself, Mazel Tov Malachim, we're inspired by your presence. We're truly inspired by your presence. Mazel Tov. Should grow to be a masmid like his father. Right. Good evening, Rabbosai. Hilchas Birkas HaShachar. Simon Mem Vov. Before we proceed to Seif Beis, I'd like to be mashlim one Seif Cotton Tess in Mishneh Berurah. We spoke about the first set of brachas in Seif Aleph, which discusses the Birkas HaShachar. We'll continue shortly, but there is one point which Mishneh Berurah in Seif Cotton Tess points out, which is very noticeable and very important indeed, about the fact that two brachas out of the Birkas HaShachar mention Klal Yisrael. Why is that? Why are those two, Oita Yisrael and Oizer Yisrael, why is that? Seif Cotton Tess in Mishneh Berurah explains the reason for it. And he says the following, Seif Cotton Tess, Oita Yisrael, Hiske Yisrael Bevachazu, the Klal Yisrael is mentioned in this bracha, V'chein and similarly, Be'oizer Yisrael, both Oizer and Oiter Yisrael, the Yisrael is mentioned, Masha Enkein, not so Be'acheres, with all the other brachas, we don't mention. Why is that? Why are those different? Hatam, the reason for that is, Sha'asharuan le'anasa oilam, all the other brachas, is just for the enjoyment, for the benefit of the entire world. Sha'akoil, everybody, Shavim Bohem, is identical, they're all the same. Masha Enkein, not so Be'elushnaim, with those two, they are different. And be Yisrael lechuta, specifically for Klal Yisrael, mishum tznius. They are because of tznius, but for the Jewish level and standard of tznius. The chagura, when we put on the chagur, the trousers, then mishum shelo yelech mishum shelo yelibo yroes ha'ervam. We are particular about making distinction between the upper and the lower part of the body, and that is why we make a bracha of Oizer Yisrael, that this is something which is specifically Jewish. We are particular about our tznius, and we make sure that we're completely covered and we distinguish the upper and the lower part of the body. For Koivan, similarly, when it comes to Oite Yisrael, when we put the hat on, Koiva is also, when we put a hat on, a head covering, is also Mishom tznius. Kideise b'Shabbos daf kuf nun vav. We cover our head, which is also a sign of fear of Shemaim, fear of heaven, and therefore, consequently, those two, Oite Yisrael and Oizer Yisrael, we mention Klal Yisrael because this is specifically for us, Yidden. So that's why the name Yisrael is mentioned. And this leads us to Seif Beis. Achshav, nowadays, Mipnei She'ein Hayodayim Nikiyois, nowadays, that our hands are not clean. Vegam, and also mipnei amaratzes, because of amaratz, we have now, many people are not very learned, she'enam yoidim oisam, that do not know the brachos. So therefore, noagu lesadrom, the custom is to say them beveis haknesses in shul. Ve'oinim omein achareihem, and reply omein after them, ve'yoitzim yedei choyvoson. And that's how we yoitze the bracha. So, Seif Beis is a continuation of Seif Aleph. Seif Aleph assumed that when we make the brachas, as we actually experience those enjoyments, those benefits, that's when we actually say the bracha. When you stand up, you make the bracha, and you straighten your back, you say Zoykev Kefufin. When you put your feet on the ground, you say Roykar Salamoyim, etc., etc. Now says the Shulchan Aruch, no. We don't actually do it like that. For two reasons, we actually say the brachas when we are in shul. Everybody says Amen to that. Why is that? So Shulchan Aruch says, She'ene Yodayim Nekiyos. We only have our hands completely clean when we are actually in shul. And similarly also, there are people out there who are not very comfortable saying the brachas. They don't know how to say the brachas beautifully. And therefore, we actually wait and we say it in shul, and we might see the ones who are not so confident in saying the brachas. Yes?
Maybe you're going to come to that. But it mentions, and you're saying, we say the brachas, allowed to say Amen in shul. How come many killers don't say the brachas, and they start with Baruch Shema or even Yishtabah, and they don't say the brachas aloud?
It's a good question. We will be touching on that in Seif Ches, in Yetz Hashem, a little bit. And if it's not fully covered, please get back to us after Seif Ches. Okay? Yeah, it's a good point. That's a good point. Good point. Good point. Valid point. I don't know the answer. Seif Cotton Yud Beis.
where addresses the following: Oinin Omein Ubidyevet Afilu Loyonu Omein Yoitzim De Abrocha.
What happens if somebody is talking Amoretz and he hears the bracha but he does not say Omein? Does that matter, yes or no? So if you look into the words of the Shulchan Aruch, what does it sound like? From the words of the Shulchan Aruch, it would seem that the Oinin Omein Achareihem, you say Omein after, the Yoitzim De Chavoson. It sounds like it's totally one and the other. That if you say Omein, you're Yoitze. If you don't say Omein, you're not Yoitze. That would appear from the words of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says, however, in Sifkot Yud Beis, Yoitzen De'Abrocha. He said that based on the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Yud Gimel, that if you have Kiven Shekivnu Lautzeis, if your intention is to be Yoitze with the bracha which is being said publicly, if your intention is to hear the bracha, to be Yoitze with the bracha, even if you don't say Amen, you're still Yoitze by that bracha. Therefore, over here, if the bracha is being said loud, you don't say Amen, you're still Yoitze that bracha. You don't have to physically have to say it yourself. What?
Is it based mean that the chazan, that the Shlech Sibah says it, and that's the only one that says it?
Right? Yeah. That's what he means.
Sefkot Yud Gimel Mishnah Berurah Yedei Chavoson. Ve'afilu le'boki moitzi mechaven bevuri kosoi.
Yeah, even a boki can be yoitze with the bracha of somebody else moitzi. That's not a problem. It's not just somebody who is an amoretz. He could be anybody. If you want to be yoitze with the bracha of the chazan, that's fine. That's perfectly in order. As long as if kavona to be yoitze.
Ma'ale el besof simen vav mogen avrom shiv b'shem alavush lehachme v'kes ha'shach she'en emoitze brachas ma'asore.
There's an opinion that's based on a mission in brachas that you actually can't be yoitze unless you physically don't know how to. And now comes the crunch of his manenu. Nowadays, hamenek, the custom is shekol echol mevorach b'fnei atzmi. Everybody makes a vorach on his own. Ve'ein ashliach tzibur moitzi shum adam. Nowadays, the minig is we're not moitzi others. Nowadays, we know exactly how to say the brachas, and we make the brachas ourselves. And there's no reason to relying on the shliach tzibur. The truth is, thinking about it, that is probably the answer to your question, I assume. Tell me what you think. Based on this Mishnah Berurah, that nowadays the minhag is that we all make the brachas ourselves, there might not be a need really for a shliach tzibur to actually say the brachas, because everybody's actually saying the brachas himself and yoitze with your own brachas. Therefore, there might not be such a essential need for the chazan to say the brachas. Does that make sense?
It does, but I think it's altering the minhag of Klal Yisrael from before, and also, what about Bala Teshuva
who don't know? Right.
They know that they are men, but they don't know everything that they're meant
right.
to say.
Right, yeah. I don't even know, though, I will have to sin Sif Ches. Okay, good point. Yeah.
Thank you.
That will certainly be answered in Sif Ches. That will see to Sif Ches the way we address it nowadays. That will be answered clearly in Sif Ches. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, a fascinating halacha. Chayev Adam, a person is obligated levareich b'chol yoim to make every day mea brachos, 100 brachos, lefachos at least. Now, this is a Shulchan Aruch, which tells us that we have an obligation to make 100 brachos every single day. How this fits exactly in the middle of Siman Mem Vav, I'm not quite sure, to be honest. This is, where would you put it? Don't know. But here, it sounds like it's interesting that it landed up in Siv Gimel and Siman Mem Vav, which is a universal halacha, really, that we need to have 100 brachos every single day. Interestingly, we on a normal day-to-day basis, we're going to see soon the Mishnah Berurah, we don't actually have to positively think about this. Because on average day, we're going to be perfectly covered with 100 brachas and the rest of it. We are normally fine. The challenge is on a Shabbos maybe, and certainly on Yom Kippur, but we're normally fine. But this is the Mishnah Berurah is going to go and address how we actually get to 100 brachas. An interesting shaila, which is not discussed in the Mishnah Berurah, but maybe we'll be able to be a daikin in the Mishnah Berurah, is what about women? Are women also obligated to get through 100 brachas or not? Chayev Odom. Mistamanot. Mistamanot. Why?
Because when David HaMelech was
Oh, very interesting. Although you could argue the opposite, but we'll see shortly. Okay, this should be covered. Rav Vozner makes a most beautiful diuk in this Mishneh Berurah of Yetu Paskanat Shaila. Let us see what the Mishneh Berurah says. We're going to keep that in the back of the mind, this suffix. Sefkon yudal, birka brochis. Hatam, the reason is, lefish or yumeisim b'chol yoyim mea nefoshes miyisrael. Every single day, 100 people died in Klal Yisrael. Tikein David, alzech, David HaMelech was mesak and established, levorich to make a broch, mea brochis b'chol yoyim to make every single day 100 brochis. By the way, as I remember hearing a tape from Shimshon Pinkas, zech etzadeh v'kodesh levorcham, a beautiful shir, who naturally points out that we see from here a direct connection between saying brachas and well, what happened was that David HaMelech, there was a magev, there was a terrible tragedy happening. Every single day, lots and lots of people died. David HaMelech got up and he said, I'm going to sort this out. And it was mesakin that every person should say 100 brachas every single day. And you know what? From that day onwards, the matter was solved. So, says of Shimshon Pinkas, it's posh diuk. It's Posh Adiuk. From here we see that making brachos is connected to Kutrias HaMeisim, and correct, and Refuah, that's right, life. Now, to make brachos properly connect is an absolute direct connection to life. And certainly what you're saying as well, to Kutrias HaMeisim, but certainly life. You make brachos, making brachos equals life. Very interesting, that's something, definitely something to explore and to think about. But that's definitely based on this Mishneh Berurah, which is Rebbe Toi Goin. So 100 people, the people died, and then he made imaz mesaken, and he made every single day that to make 100 brachas. Now, just to maybe based on that, very interesting. Shlomo Zalman was approached by somebody who was a chole mesukan. Shlomo Zalman zeichet tzadik v'kodesh levorcha was approached by somebody who was very, very ill, and he asked Shlomo Zalman, "What can I do? A person was Nebuch very, very ill." And he asked him, "What can I do to have a refuah shleima?" So Shlomo Zalman said, "Ich bin nicht kein Novi, and ich bin nicht kein Ben Novi. I'm not a Novi, and I'm not a son of a Novi. But all I can tell you is I'm a foolish Gemara." That's what Shlomo Zalman said. He said, the Gemara says that people died every single day, and from the day that David HaMelech was Mesakein, that one should be positively aware and constantly focused on the 100 brachas, from that day onwards, it ceased. The Magif was ceased. And it was everything improved. So I say, I'm not a Novi and I'm not a Ben Novi. But I can tell you that without a doubt, the fact you're mischazik in saying 100 brachas a day, and you're not just saying the 100 brachas, you're saying the 100 brachas properly every single day, without a doubt, that should be a skula, based on the Gemara, based on the Shulchan Aruch, should be a skula for a full shleima. So I'm not into different, many people are looking for skulas, and you don't know where these skulas come from and where they are and what they are and how, you know, where they come from. But this is something which is a mefush gemara, mefush shulchan aruch. So that's what he said, and guess what happened? Guess what happened? He had a refuah shleima. He was mischazik and he had a refuah shleima. So, yeah. So continues the Mishneh Berurah. Let us see what the Mishneh Berurah says. Hinei, behold, b'chol yoyim on a normal day, on a mevarchim boid yoyisim and mea brachas. We even say more than 100 brachas. Ketzad, how is that? Balaylo. By night, when you go to sleep, you start with a mapil. So first of all, we see, by the way, that 100 brachas, the count starts by night before. That's really a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush, but that's what the Mishneh Berurah seems to be holding. That the count of the brachas starts by night. It goes from nacht to nacht, not from the morning. You count from, yeah? We'll get there. And in the morning, you make the brach of Netilas Yudayim Ashiyotza. Void Sheshes Ebrochas Bevirkas Ashacha. The biggest Rach is 16 Brochas Sholosh Birkas Atoira. And then you make 3 Brochas Atoira. And then he says, well, that's Haramo. Okay, let's leave out the brackets. Hare Shteim Esre, Hare Esre, Meshtami up to 22. 6 plus 16 is 22. O Birkas Tzitzis O Tfilin. And the Brochas of Tzitzis and the Brochas of Tfilin. Hare Ocholosh, that adds another 3.
לפי מנהגנו, הקונות, האשכנזי שמנהג שמברכים שתיים על התפילין, מכתוב ברכות על התפילין. הרי 25, פורך שאמר וישתבח, it's another two, הרי עוד שתיים. פירקס קריאה שמה שייכס וערביס, אם פירקס עיר עינינו שמוען, it's another eight, הרי 35, up to 35, 57 ברכות של שלוש תפילות, you've got three times, 18, הרי 92, up to 92, ובשתי סעודות שסועית, if you wash twice, for a meal, achas arvitz once per night, achas achas once in the morning, yesh shesh esre brochos. You have got 16 brochos, ki b'chol suda yesh shmoyne brochos, because every benching has got 8, every meal contains 8 brochos. And until as you daim, ve'amoytzi ve'abba brochos shebirkas amozen. You've got until as you daim, amoytzi plus 4 brochos of benching. V'kshu shloiz ekoiz bebirkas amozen, if you've got wine as well, mevorech lefono ve'achov, you also have brochos before and after. Harei b'sachakol me'ahu shmoyne brochos, on average day you've got 108 brochos. What's noticeable about his eating habits, by the way? Just as the absolute footnote. Two meals a day. And he didn't have... That's right. He didn't have, you know, the 10 o'clock snack and the 11 o'clock little thing and the 12 o'clock, the first lunch, second lunch. Pardon me? What's this? Oh, the Honnebuchs. Oh, wow. The checklist? Is that a checklist? That's very interesting. Oh, that's really beautiful. That's amazing. Whoever wants to have a checklist and for an absolute regular weekday... You can have this, don't know what it is, it looks fascinating. Yeah, if you want to have an online checklist, call me, yeah, good. Please get for details, ask Mr. Goda for details. It looks very, very interesting. It looks really interesting.
Yeah.
Pardon me? Good, very good, that's good. That's very good. Yeah, it's very good. But I find his eating habits very interesting. There wasn't like, eat a bit of here, a bit of that, and you know, eat, and that's really what the Gedolim Zichron Livracha, many tzaddikim, they ate breakfast, they ate lunch, and they ate supper, and that was it. You don't go into the fridge every half an hour. You know, that was, you know, I heard from a son of Rabbi Dunazich Tzaddik V'Kodesh Livracha. He told me that he never saw his father his whole life. He lived into his deep 90s. Rabbi Dunazich Zichron Livracha, that's when he was nifta only a handful of years ago. He never ever saw his father opening the door of the fridge. He never saw it. He never saw his father opening the fridge. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So it's not Shaykh. So that's that. But right, Mishnah continues. He does say, however, that on a regular, on a Shabbos, you're a bit stuck because Shmoneh Esrei is lower. And you positively need to be aware on Yom Kippur. But I just want to get back to the earlier question which I raised, which is about women. Rabbi Yisai, what can you be medayg avuzna? It's a beautiful diuk about women. Question that many achronim are asked. Are women obligated to make a hanabach? Yes or no? Oh, no chiyuv to daven. It's good, valid point. There's a better diuk there in the Mishnah Berurah. A better diuk, a beautiful diuk. It's poshut. Absolutely. Says avuzna. He says that from the fact that he counts Pirkas Tzitzis Tfilin, so and he doesn't differentiate, doesn't distinguish, he says Pirkas Tzitzis Tfilin. So he says that's a muchach. The Mishnah Berurah was not concerned about women at all. He didn't get, so he said that must be that women are obligated. That's where Avosna is. Metayek from Yalach Lemaisa, women are not obligated from the fact that the Mishnah Berurah counts Tzitzis Tfilin. What's that?
Maybe he's expecting to put them on.
I'm not commenting. Right. Interesting as well, just the last line of the Mishnah Berurah, just before the Siv Dalet, he does say as a suffix, and I think that's very interesting, he points out about Yom Kippur being a challenge to get to the 100 brachas. He says possibly, says the Mishnah Berurah, you could be Yoitze. You could add the brachas of the Chazor Zashatz by the repetition of Shemayna Esrei. Potentially, says the Mishnah Berurah, you could count those as brachas as well. Interesting, he's not sure about it. He says potentially, yeah.
Then you could count all brachas that you already
mentioned. Yeah, according to that, possibly. The Mishnah Berurah is not happy about that though. He says Efsha, he's not sure. He certainly doesn't rely on it in the Chatchila. He says Efsha, yeah. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah says three brachas. Okay, let's move on. He counted it. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Dalet. Torich levarich b'chol yoyim shaloy asani oivet kichovim. One should say every single day shaloy asani oivet kichovim. Shaloy asani oved, shaloy asani isha. Ve'afilu ger, says the Rama, even a ger, hayo yochel levorich kach, should make can make the bracha of shalei asani ovid kichovim. Yes, a ger as well can make the bracha of shalei asani kichovim. Aval lo yoyma, but he should not say shalei asani akum. But he shall not say shalei asani akum. He should say so Mishnebura is going to explain this a little bit. Mishnebura says, first of all, he says, in Mishnebura Sef Kotten Tezayin, he says, what happens if you change the order? If you beich mitchil shelo yasani isha, yesh oimrim deshuv lo yocha levorich shelo yasani akum v'shelo yasani oved. Mishnebura says over here, in the name of Achronim, that you should be careful about the order. You have to be careful about the order. If you said shelo yasani isha, you can't afterwards say the bracha of shelo yasani akum v'shelo yasani oved. Ki isha adif ha-mishtem, because a woman is more chashuv than the other ones. And you've actually made that bracha already. The expression of the Gemara, when you out of two, you always have one. Therefore, you have to make sure that the order is correct. But it does end off the last line. Many Achronim disagree. So, Aloch Lemaisa, yes, if you did by mistake change the order, you first said Shalos and Isha, you would be able to say the other brachas afterwards. It's not Ma'akev the Evet, but you should be careful. And Sefkot Yud Chaz, the Mishnebura says as follows. Yoch Levoch, the Mishnebura says that yes, you can make a bracha, an Oivet Kechovim, a ger can make the bracha Shalos and Oivet Kechovim. And explains as follows. He said that the mikri asiyah, he can make the bracha, he can use the word asiyah, shosani, because it's called asiyah, as the pasuk says, and others disagree, you can't make the bracha shosani, the gir lo yoysa kiim mitzad b'chirot, so in other words, lahaloch lemaisa, Mishnebura says, there's a machloikas as to whether the word shalo yosani oved kechovim can be said by a gay or not. Can it be said, shalei asani v'chovim, yes or no? It's machlok is achorim. I asked a person who is involved in gayrim, and asked him, what's the halach lemaisa? What do you actually tell? Do gayrim actually say the bracha, yes or no? Do gayrim actually, halach lemaisa, after this machlok is achorim mishnebura, what do you actually tell gayrim? So he said, we don't confuse gayrim. It's very confusing. It's a very confusing message, which you can't convey that to. It's very confusing and it's complicated. So we actually tell them just to say absolutely normal the bracha without any hesitation. They can make the bracha like anybody else. Halach, that's what I heard from somebody. So that's what it seems to be done. There's no clear mesoir in it. See, there's no clear mesoir in it, and that's why how the poskim take the approach of the poskim nowadays. The Shulchan Aruch then finishes the Siftalat saying, the women make the bracha of Shosana Kirtzoynoi. Now, I am aware that there's lots to be talked about. I think it's quite a touchy subject for some, but I think we're okay with it. So women make the bracha Shosana Kirtzoynoi, and that's the bracha they make, and they're very, very happy and proud of making that bracha. See if, hey, im kadam uveirach, if they made a bracha to the wrong way round. And the bracha said was im kadam uveirach zoikiv kefufim. Koidem shebrach matirasuim. If the bracha of zoikiv kefufim, which refers to straightening of the back, was said before matirasuim, which is referring to, which should really be at the later stage, lo yevachen, you cannot hear, you cannot make the bracha the other way. You cannot. The Mishnebura in Sef Kotten Chav does say that the consensus of the Achronim is that you can be maker. So the order here as well is not Ma'akev Yevet, unlike the words of Shulchan Aruch. Interesting. The Mishnebura in Sef Kotten Chav goes in great detail. The point that has to be clear about this Mishnebura is the fact that when you actually make the Boch of Boch Ato Hashem, it's very crucial and it's very important that you know what bracha you're going to say. Do not start the bracha without knowing how you're going to end off. So bracha to Hashem, and then in the meantime, you're going to check where you're up to. This is no good. In fact, it's relevant for any brachas that you make. You, as you start the bracha, you should know what you're going to end off with. So don't...
Does anyone do that? When you're reading through...
that's good. Yeah, good question. It's Madrig. Yeah. But here, actually, pardon?
I mean, we go after the Hasima anyway, don't we?
We do. So, but yeah, but it's fine. But yeah, but if you start with a, but it does say that ideally you should make sure that you know a pochi any offering as you're saying bocha to Hashem. Yes.
I have heard it said that when someone is suffering from a matzah, they don't have to be conscious that maybe they got the wrong.
Yes.
Changes into the.
Yeah.
So, when somebody is reading something from the Siddur, you don't have to be quite so worried.
Maybe it's not so much about chashash tos. It's much more about the bracha has to be said with the right intent. And that is part of, or from when you start the bracha, you should know how you're ending off the bracha. So it's not so much the chashash tos. What you're saying is correct, but it's not so much that the chashash tos, it's much more the fact that the way you approach a bracha. To recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem is Baruch Shemoy. We started off learning about Seif Aleph, the fact that Oite Yisrael, and Oize Yisrael is, you mentioned the name of Hashem, because this is about, in the name of, you mentioned Klal Yisrael, this is because of Tznias. We moved on to Seif Beis, which tells us that nowadays we make the bracha, all the brachas, we say them in shul, and everybody says amen after that. The reason being because of amaratzim, and because of the hands are not clean. However, the Mishnah Berurah is masik in Sefkot Yud Gimel. And nowadays, the minhag is that that everybody makes the bracha on his own. We moved on afterwards to Sif Gimel, which tells us the person obligates 100 brachas a day. And we said the Mishnah Berurah goes for the 100 brachas on a regular day. If you've got 108, that's fine. That's even if you don't nash half through the day, you get 108 brachas. And we learned that Avos is medayik from Tzitzit Tefillin, that women are not obligated for the 100 brachas a day. We moved on afterwards to Yibdara, which tells us that Shalosh Sani of Yikichom can be said, Machloek is Achonim, as to whether Shalosh Sani of Yikichom can be said by a Ger, yes or no. The Halach Lamaisa Mishnah Berurah brings a Machloek is a Poskim, but many say that it can be said. With regards to women make the brachas Shalosh Sani Ketzonoi. And finally, we learned the Shulchan Aruch holds that Zurek of Kufufin and Mati Asum has been in the right order. You cannot change if you change the right order, it's fine. And we also covered the point that as you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem, you should know what bracha you're going to end off saying. And we shall continue with Shem Vav tomorrow.